USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congress continues to clash when it comes to providing more money to the popular Paycheck Protection Program that's a key element of the coronavirus economic stimulus package. The small business loan program ran out of funds yesterday. Republicans and Democrats have tried to pass more funds on unanimous consent, but they haven't reached a deal that the two sides can agree on. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says it's exasperating.
I don't know why the Congress isn't getting going and just replenishing this $250 billion. And we flagged it ahead of time because the program has been a terrific success.
A federal judge rejecting Trump ally Roger Stone's motion for a new trial. He had claimed there was jury misconduct, but the judge says his legal team failed to show if any bias played a role in the verdict. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Millions across the deep southern United States are bracing for more severe weather this weekend. Parts of that region still cleaning up from last weekend's tornado outbreak, which caused damage from Texas to the Carolinas. Now heavy thunderstorms, packing hail, high wind, and possible tornadoes are expected all along the Gulf Coast right through the weekend. Amid so much talk about reopening the U.S. economy despite the pandemic, the White House is now recommending three phases for states to do so. And CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says this morning that states will need to follow guidelines closely before making any decisions.
Clearly, really important that the outbreak in these jurisdictions is really declining consistently over 2 weeks period.
Dr. Redfield is speaking there on NBC's Today Show. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Chinese city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak began, is now raising its death toll by 50%. The city's government said in a social media post hours ago that it added almost 1,300 fatalities to its count, and that brings the total there to more than 4,600. Wuhan officials have said cases were missed earlier because the state's medical staff were overwhelmed as infections were multiplying. A federal judge is rejecting a new trial for an ally of President Trump, the judge denying Roger Stone's motion yesterday after Stone tried to get another trial after claiming jury misconduct. The judge, Amy Berman Jackson, did say that Stone's legal team failed to show that bias played a role in the verdict. Stone was sentenced this year for lying to Congress and for witness tampering. The western United States appearing to be approaching a mega drought. A Columbia University study shows half of nearly a two-decade drought stems from man-made global warming. Other factors including shrinking reservoirs because of heavy fire seasons. There are no signs of the drought letting up as temperatures are projected to keep climbing in states from Oregon to New Mexico. Researchers say they believe it could be the worst drought in over 1,200 years in that region. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.